Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of Becoming P31, where we talk about all the things becoming the woman that God is calling us to be. Baby, it's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it. And today's episode is going to tackle exactly that. Let's get into it. Okay, love you. Bye. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Becoming P31 with your host, Jazzy Nicole. If you are new here, my name is Jazzy Nicole, and I'm the host of this podcast, Becoming P31. And today's topic, honestly, I was listening to a sermon by Jerry Flowers, and the sermon was, I want to say it was about control. To a certain extent. And so I wanted to hop on here and I want to talk to you guys about control, because to me, it is one of those things that are hard. And what Jerry Flowers said, he said, if you are a person who doesn't trust God's timing, it's likely because you struggle with control. I said, Jerry, listen, he hit the nail on the head, and I wanted to expound on some of the things that he talked about on that recording. But I also want to talk to you about control if you are a person who struggles with that. I am definitely a person who struggles with relinquishing control in so many different aspects. So I wanted to hop on here and talk to you about it real quick. But first and foremost, I got to check on you. So how are you doing? How are you feeling? What went right for you this week? And what could have used some improvement? So for me, I think that this week was, it was cool, but I was in my head a lot this week. Like, I was in my head a lot this week. And honestly, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to get out of my head. Like, I just want to turn my brain off, but it's one of the hardest things to do. So that's kind of where I've been stuck, even as I record this on a Monday night. I'm still kind of stuck in my head. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what works for you to get out of your head when you are like replaying an event or replaying something that happened, and your mind is in a constant loop trying to analyze it. What helps you get out of your head? Let me know in the comment section what helps you. But today's conversation won't be about being stuck in your thought process. It's just where I've been at. But I do want to talk to you about control, because that was something that definitely stood out to me, and really just releasing control and letting God be God. So for me, let me just give you a little, a little backstory. Like, I have always been in a leadership role with every job that I've taken. Every job, I fell into a leadership role. And as a leader, your job is to control the situation. Your job is always to control the situation so that way the outcome is favorable. As a single mother, control is also another thing, because you are the head of the household. You're the one to provide. You're the one to take care of. And I know, like most people, as a child, if they're the older child, they usually are the ones who have the most control. They're usually the ones who know how to manage the situation and take care of it. I'm actually the baby of the family, so I'm the youngest, but I was the youngest who could handle her own. I was the youngest who didn't ever need anything from anybody because I already handled it. And so learning how to relinquish control, even in my relationship with God, is something that I keep trying to work on. I'm getting better though. Hats off to me. I'm getting better, but it's something that I struggle with. And I know that if you fit any one of those situations, you likely struggle with it too. And just to give you four scriptures for today's conversation, I won't read them verbatim, but I will tell you Proverbs 31:25. The scripture talks about she laughs without fear of the future. Why? Because she already know who her father is. The other one, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trusting, leaning not on your own understanding, acknowledging who God is in every facet. Matthew 6:27, because what will worrying do? Because it's not going to add a single day to your life. You're just going to be worried and stressed with two edges and one box braid. And then Psalm 46:10, be still and know who God is. So those are the anchor scriptures of today's conversation, but let's get into the meat and potatoes. This will probably be a short conversation. I ain't going to hold you. Because I've been thinking about this all day. I told you I've been in my head. I told you. So number one, so let's talk about why one may struggle with control, but I'm going to tell you to why I struggle with it. Number one, it could be like fear of things falling apart. Like fear of things not going well could be the reason why you struggle with controlling the situation. Past disappointments grow heavy on that for me. Because I learned at a young age that I couldn't really rely on nobody. I learned at a young age that I had to handle my own. And so past disappointments for me date back to childhood. Date back to 1980-something. You know what I'm saying? But even more so recently, like there's a cycle that I'm used to. People being there, then people not. So past disappointments are a reason why I struggle with relinquishing control. Or three, feeling like if I don't do it, it won't get done. If I don't do it, who gonna do it? I do it so good, can't nobody do it better than me, so I might as well handle it. Even that, especially for moms or women who are managing everything. Do any one of these resonate with you? Have you struggled in any capacity with relinquishing control? And do any one of those characteristics, any one of those experiences resonate with you? Because control, honestly, it's a defense mechanism. And I have to keep telling myself this because it's the truth. Controlling the situation in every aspect is a trauma response. It is a defense mechanism. It is a way that you are trying to protect yourself because control feels safe. Control feels like safety, but it's often a indicator and it is often a gateway to anxiety. Do you ever try to control something, relationships or people or outcomes, and it causes you to become anxious? Have you ever done that? Like sometimes for me, more oftentimes than not, it sparks that aspect, right? It makes me feel anxious. And what does the Proverbs 31 show us about, you know, controlling? Well, we see that she's diligent. But she ain't frantic, girl. She ain't running around seven different places. We see that she plans, but she also trusts God. She trusts God with the outcomes that he ordains. And that's why she can laugh at the days to come and not worry about the future. Because being a P31, being a woman of God, being a woman that God is calling us to be, is not all about doing every single thing. It's about trusting God through the entire process. And I do think that at a certain point in your life, God puts you in a situation where you have no choice but to trust him. That's where I feel like I am at. I ain't gonna hold you. Where I have no choice but to trust God. But at the same time, I worry about what's next. I get concerned about what's happening next. And then I have to realize, Jasmine, that's you trying to control the situation. You're supposed to laugh at this stuff. You're supposed to have no fear for the future. You're supposed to rely on him, right? But I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm thankful for even the process. And to be honest, there's areas of my life that I think that God is calling me to release, but I'm just going to give out a couple of situations for you. Your relationships, aka godly dating. Goodness, that's a big one, isn't it? I mean, I think that some women find themselves trying to control the man in the relationship, trying to control where the relationship goes or doesn't go. But even in our relationships and even in godly dating, is God asking you to release control to him? Or finances and career? You know, you say you trust God with your money, but are you tithing? You say that you trust God with what he has for you to do, but you've been blowing your money on some 6-inch stiletto pumps at Macy's. Or your career. Are you trusting God with where he's planting you? Or even with family and kids. Girl, family and kids is a big thing. Are you allowing God to even control the way that you parent? For me, one of the things is my health journey. I've been trying to figure it out. I've been trying to control it on my own. I relinquish it to God and then I pick it back up. You know, even with those things or ministry or your calling or even the timelines that you placed in your life. What if God is asking you, what are you gripping on to? Let me hold it. Because to be honest, what you keep on gripping on to, God can't guide that. If you keep trying to control it, God can't guide it. If you keep trying to control it, God can't guide it. And to be honest, you may have the question like, okay, how do I know if I'm holding on to something too tight that God is calling me to let go? First and foremost, you're constantly worrying about it. You're always in a mental replay about the whole situation. Girl, I just told you I've been in my head all weekend. You constantly worry about it. You're in a mental replay, or you're always irritable when plans change. Or your prayer sounds like more like instructions to God instead of surrendering. Like you trying to tell God what to do. God is like, wait a second. Am I leading or are you leading? Do I got the wheel or are you driving? I need to know. Or you may even have trouble resting, to be honest. Do any of those things resonate with you? Because if that's the case, it is a gentle heart check. It is a gentle, hey, sis, it's time to work on that thing. And it's not me trying to condemn you, but it is something that it's time to pray about. God, I realize over the situation, I'm trying to control it. And that's why I'm always worrying about it. That's why I'm in this mental anxiety. This is why I get irritable when plans change, because I feel like I had it figured out when in reality, I ain't got nothing figured out. It's all you. It is all you. But to be honest, if you've never really released control over anything with God, let me tell you what it looks like. Sometimes it can look like you're not doing anything. Sometimes it can look like you are not doing anything when you release control. Sometimes you feel like because you're so used to running and doing all the things that when you finally release control, it feels like you've been sitting in the corner and you in timeout. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're doing anything. But the truth about it is you start praying before you plan. You start obeying even when you don't know what is next. You start leaving space for God to interrupt and you cool with it. Oh, let me step back so he can do his thing. You start saying, Lord, I trust you more than my timeline. Lord, I trust you more than my impatience. Lord, I trust you more than my circumstance. Lord, I trust you more than my glasses. You know what I'm saying? You start looking at the situation different. And I suggest, like, for all of us that we really go through steps to release it. Like, name that thing. What am I trying to control? And every single day, pray out loud to surrender it. I personally am working on replacing what I worry about with what I'm worshiping about. So replacing worrying with worship and praising my way through it. So that way I'm not anxious, but I know who's in control. And if I do that and I get consistent and I get better and I get more willing and I get more ready, there's going to be acts in obedience and not in fear. I'm tired of being fearful and responding. I want to act in obedience. I want to rest on purpose, intentionally with him. And I honestly pray that we all release what we can't control and really just give it to God so that he can replace what we've been worrying about with peace from him. Man, there's been several times in my life, and I know you're probably the same way, where you've made plans and God redirected it. You made plans, God redirected it, whether it was in dating, motherhood, whether it was health, whether it was in, shoot, me, I'm a content creator, or whether it was in God's timing. But learning how to release the control literally brought me peace and it brought me clarity. Was it easy to release it? Girl, no. I was gripping tighter than a toddler. You know how babies hold on to your shirt or something and they don't want to let go? I was gripping harder than that. Gripping harder than that. It was hard to let it go. But once I finally let it go, I gave my plans to God and God worked it out. Even with my career. What are you struggling to release that God is saying, let me handle it? And I want to remind us all that God, he's not scared about your need to surrender. He's not afraid of that. He's waiting. He's waiting because what we release to God, in exchange, we get redemption. And what we release to God, we may lose a level of control, but we gain peace from him. Because trusting God with everything understands that we don't have the capability to handle all the things. We were never designed to do it by ourselves. But in fact, we can lay those things at God's feet. And we can allow him to handle it, allow him to manage. We can even take our hands off, take our feet off the gas, rest for a second. And honestly, the call is coming from inside the house. Y'all already know this. I'm working on it though. And I hope that if you are somebody who's working on it too, that you keep praying about that thing and that you're honest even in your prayers about that. Let's pray, y'all. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you in this moment just to give you gratitude. God, we thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for what you've taught us, what you brought us through, for how you are training us to relinquish control to you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the individual who is having troubles, Heavenly Father, releasing situations, relationships, or circumstances, Heavenly Father, expectations or plans, God. I pray that we learn to lay those things at your feet and understand that you are the author and the finisher. Understand that you are the one who has complete control of the situation. And we don't need to be in the driver's seat when you already took the wheel. God, we're thankful in advance. And God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we leave this conversation, I got to tell you Merry Christmas. I got to tell you Merry Christmas. I know, you know, we know Jesus' birthday was likely not on Christmas Day. However, this is a day that people around the world are celebrating the birth of our Savior. So we know that Christmas, it was a pagan holiday. It was a pagan holiday. And it was adapted by many Christians because it was already a day of celebration. And they adapted that holiday and marked it as a celebration for Jesus Christ. We don't know what day he was born. We don't know what day he was born. It could have been April. It could have been September, right? But what we do know is this is a day that people are recognizing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that makes this day beautiful. That makes this day beautiful. And I know a lot of people were talking about not shopping during the holidays, but if you are shopping during the holidays, did you finish your Christmas shopping? Did you get it all done? Girl, did you go back to the store and pick up 7 extra gifts for your kids? Knowing good and well, they don't need nothing else. Did you grab something for yourself? And if you did, what did you get? Because me, I did get myself something for Christmas. So I got my girls their Christmas gifts for myself. I got myself a pair of shoes for the gym, period. Okay. I got myself a pair of shoes. What else did I get myself? I think that's all I really got myself was a pair of shoes from JCPenney's, and I got them on sale. I feel like, was that the only thing? Oh, I bought myself some clothes. I bought myself a couple of outfits. I feel like I have the hardest time buying myself outfits. You know, because I'll be online scrolling and I'll find some cute outfits and I'll be like, you know what? I'll get them. And then I just don't really know what to do with them. I don't know. I just have the hardest time. But I bought myself a couple outfits and some shoes for the gym. So I'm excited. They all should be here tomorrow for my Christmas gift for myself. I'm really excited. I hope that you all have a blessed Christmas. I hope that we remember that it is definitely bigger than gifts. It is nice to feel gifted on Christmas. It is nice to feel seen on Christmas, but it's bigger than that. And I pray that we all remember what this season is for and what this holiday is for. And we keep lifting up God because he is amazing and Jesus will return. And I cannot wait for that day because honestly, I want a 6-piece wing dinner and a couple of wings, but I want the cute ones. I really would like a light pink, but that's neither here nor there. Either way, I want to tell you, guys, I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, period. And I love you and I will speak to you next week. Have the best day. Bye, y'all.